name of the exhibit that is on display? The answer, Body Worlds. Again, the answer to question number 10 of Hour 31, Body Worlds. And before we close out this hour, we'd like to give a special thanks to Kopp Foods, who provided us with quite the smorgasbord for this past hour's volunteers.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Zach Bergeron. Ever notice something dangling from the trailer hitch of a truck and ask yourself, are those? The answer was probably yes, but a bill in Maryland tried to outlaw the fake bull testicles that adorn some vehicles. Delegate Leroy Myers Jr. proposed the bill, saying children shouldn't have to be exposed to such explicit truck decorations. The ban also would have applied to mud flaps featuring naked ladies. State House lawmakers shot down the bill in a legislative rules committee. Nice try, Maryland, but this is America. You can't outlaw our tackiness. A man in Indiana tried to take his God complex to the bank in the most literal sense. Kevin Russell is accused of trying to cash a check for $50,000 with God's signature. Detective Jeff White says the check read King Savior and King of Kings on the signature line. The police say he also carried other checks with the big man's name, including one for $100,000. Russell is currently being held at the Lake County Jail on several charges, with check fraud and intimidation on the list. Despite the suspicious dollar amount on the check, the bank teller may have taken a moment to decide if he really wanted to deny God's business. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Currently, it's 59 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 30, and question one for Hour 32 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Hello, this is 90FM. I was wondering if we could do a focus with you.
Sure.
What's your team name?
Trivia 2008, Smell the Fumes.
How did you get that name?
We used it last year, so we're repeating, changing the year.
Do you have a mascot?
We do. It's a beagle.
Does the beagle have the name?
Barney.
How did you name your beagle?
Yeah. Oh, he reminds us of Barney's Fife.
Does your team have any interesting traditions?
It's the fumes.
The fumes.
It's the supplements and what comes after the supplements. None we can talk about on the radio.
What gets you pumped to do trivia?
Supplements. It's the fumes.
The fumes.
It's the supplements and what comes after the supplements.
How many players are on your team?
Anywhere from 5 to 10.
What are your thoughts on Idaho as a state? What's your favorite superhero?
Captain McBeal. No.
Okay. What superpowers would you like to have if you could?
X-ray vision.
What would you do with your X-ray vision?
We would avoid looking at Oz.
What is the best pickup line you've ever heard or used at a bar?
That was good, too.
What kind of food have you eaten this weekend?
Gizzard. Any kind of meat on the bone.
An owl attacking a cat. What would that sound like? That was amazing. What is the station that rocks your socks off?
90FM.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For Trivia Focus and 90FM, I am John Harry. Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8
until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 30 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is also worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 225 points. Question 7 is worth 225 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 30 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 225 points. Question 7 is worth 225 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 30, Question 8, are: in 5th place with 4,895 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 5,010 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 5,450 points is Knights of Meek. In 2nd place with 5,770 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 5,995 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mamushki's. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificate for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mamushki's. And now, question 1 of Hour 32, Trivia 38. This fictional character at the age of 8 wished when he grew up he would have 8 pairs of peanut butter and jelly pajamas. As we see this character at the age of 24, we see he is a successful manure salesman. What is the first and last name of this character? Again, this fictional character at the age of 8 wished when he grew up he would have 8 pairs of peanut butter and jelly pajamas. As we see this character at age 24, we see he is a successful manure salesman. What is the first and last name of this character?
Love, danger, you, jelly, jelly. Love, danger, please. If I were a king, jelly, jelly, I need a queen. Thank you.
We are in the middle of question number one of hour 32, The Question. This fictional character at the age of 8 wished when he grew up he would have 8 pairs of peanut butter and jelly pajamas. As we see this character at the age of 24, we see he is a successful manure salesman. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck, Trivia 38.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Down in the back, phones down in the back. That'll put an end to question number one of hour 32, The Question. This fictional character, at the age of 8, wished when he grew up he would have 8 pairs of peanut butter and jelly pajamas. As we see this character at the age of 24, we see he is a successful manure salesman. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Homer Simpson. The answer, question number one, hour 32, Homer Simpson. Moving on to question number two of hour 32. Big screen character Buddy Love trades insults with fictional stand-up comedian Reggie Warrington. According to Buddy Love, what is Reggie's mother's blood type? Again, question 2, hour 32. Big screen character Buddy Love trades insults with fictional stand-up comedian Reggie Warrington. According to Buddy Love, what is Reggie's mother's blood type? Good luck, Trivia 38.
Don't know that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that stuff out with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Jaggedy yak.
Don't know that.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Don't hold back.
no dirty look. Your father helped, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend I'll die. You ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak.
Don't talk that.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak.
We are in the middle of question number 2 of hour 32, The Question. Big screen character Buddy Love trades insults with fictional stand-up comedian Reggie Warrington. According to Buddy Love, what is Reggie's mother's blood type? Good luck. Trivia returns.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That'll do it for question number 2 of hour 32. Phones down, everybody. The question. Big screen character Buddy Love trades insults with fictional stand-up comedian Reggie Warrington. According to Buddy Love, what is Reggie's mother's blood type? The answer? Rocky Road. Again, the answer to question number 2, hour 32, Rocky Road. Moving on to question number 3 of hour 32. The question. What is the make and model number of the world's largest dump truck? Again, question number 3, what is the make and model of the world's largest dump truck? Good luck from Trivia.
Trivia 38. And Sean Connolly.
We are in the middle of question number 3 of hour 32. The question: what is the make and model number of the world's largest dump truck? Good luck, Trivia 38.
Something's wrong, cause my mind is spinning. Everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperature is dropping at the rotten oasis. Stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pocket. Smiling eyes ripping out of his socket. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut. Discount orgies on the dropout buses. Hitching a ride with the bleeding noses. Coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut.
That'll do it. Question number 3 of hour 32, phones down in the back. That'll end question number 3, the question. What is the make and model number of the world's largest dump truck? The answer? Caterpillar 797B. Again, the answer to question number 3 of hour 32, Caterpillar 797B. Moving on, question number 4. Throw boring overboard is the trademark slogan of what fast food chain? Again, question number 4, hour 32. Throw boring overboard is the trademark slogan of what fast food chain? Good luck from Trivia Returns. Thank you.
down.
Right in the middle of question number four, our 32. Throw boring overboard is the trademark slogan of what fast food chain? Good luck. Down in the back, phones down, everybody. That is putting the end to question number four of hour 32. The question, throw boring overboard, is the trademark slogan of what fast food chain? The answer, Long John Silver. Again, the answer to question number four, hour 32, Long John Silver. Moving on to question number five, hour 32. What is the name of the fictional television show which is co-hosted by Betty Caruso and Jody Dietz? Again, the question of question number five, hour 32. What is the name of the fictional television show which is co-hosted by Betty Caruso and Jody Dietz? Good luck from Trivia 38. of question number 5 of hour 32. What is the name of the fictional television show which is co-hosted by Betty Caruso and Jody Dietz? Good luck. Down in the back, phones down in the back. That puts an end to question number 5 of hour 32, The Question. What is the name of the fictional television show which is co-hosted by Betty Caruso and Jody Dietz? The answer, Bronx Beat. Again, the answer to question number 5 of hour 32, Bronx Beat.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank. Home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group. Your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Here it is, question number 6 of hour 32, moving right along. Question number 6. You're tough, you're hardy, and you aren't afraid to play in the old outdoors. What tournament would you have won if your name had been inscribed on the golden shovel? Again, question 6, hour 32. You're tough, you're hardy, and you aren't afraid to play in the old outdoors. What tournament would you have won if your name had been inscribed on the golden shovel? Good luck from Trivia Returns.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
Racing and racing and plodding the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquake of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And Lara goes, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns. And thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
In the middle of question six, hour 32. You're tough, you're hardy, you aren't afraid to play in the old outdoors. What tournament would you have won if your name had been inscribed on the golden shovel? Good luck, Trivia 38. Down in the back, phones down in the back. That puts an end to question number six of hour 32, the question. You're tough, you're hardy, and you aren't afraid to play in the old outdoors. What tournament would you have won if your name had been inscribed on the golden shovel? The answer? United States Pond Hockey Championships. Again, the answer to question number six, United States Pond Hockey Championships. Again, that is the answer. Moving on to question number seven, hour 32, question number seven. Fictional big screen character Sheriff John Beebe places a commemorative item at the grave of Bailey Pruitt. What is that item? Again, question seven. Fictional big screen character Sheriff John Beebe places a commemorative item at the grave of Bailey Pruitt. What is that item? Good luck from Trivia. Right smack dab in the middle of question number 7, hour 32. Fictional big screen character, Sheriff John Beebe, places a commemorative item at the grave of Bailey Pruitt. What is that item? Good luck, Trivia 38.
Thank you.
Phones down, everybody. Phones down. That'll do it for question number 7. The question. Fictional big screen character Sheriff John Beebe places a commemorative item at the grave of Bailey Pruitt. What is that item? The answer, hockey puck, or we would have accepted, puck. Again, the answer to question number 7, hockey puck, or simply puck. Moving on to question number 8, hour 32, final question of the hour. Two lions are relaxing under a tree, conversing about what they see. One of the lions suggests the proper pronunciation for the menu item they are discussing. We are really into the proper pronunciation, so call in and give us the proper fun and sexy pronunciation as suggested by the lion. Again, question number 8, hour 32. Two lions are relaxing under a tree, conversing about what...